Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Chief Game Warden Bob Timian. Today we're going to talk 2018 violations. Bob, but first of all, I want to talk about I had the opportunity to join you guys during your training last summer. Explain some of your training scenarios.
Yeah, well, Mike, what we do is about every other year we try to do a summer training session. Because of the weather and the conditions allow us to do things outside that we normally wouldn't be able to do during the winter months. Last summer we did, we concentrated mainly on water type work, search and rescue. And what that allows us to do is we take actual events where we've went on real life search and rescues, and we take those and develop them into scenarios for training. So our officers, when they're training, are training based off a real life situation, not something made up. And that makes the training more realistic and more valuable. And then we incorporate both ground searches, boat searches, and then even using the aircraft in coordination.
Okay, so game wardens aren't just out enforcing game and fish laws. There's a lot more to the job.
Yes, we're involved in search and rescue, especially. We assist other law enforcement agencies when requested for all sorts of things. Occasionally we provide on occasional services to the general public, a family has had car trouble on the side of the road, those types of things. That's just normal stuff you do.
Sure. Let's move into violations, Bob. 2018 was an average year for violations, but some of your game wardens had some long investigations that led to felony charges. What constitutes a felony charge for game and fish laws in North Dakota?
Mike, the legislature a few sessions back passed a law that there would be a felony statute for certain specific violations or groups of violations, and there's standards put into law, and that is to address large commercial violations or multiple serious violations, like taking a lot of big, where the standard misdemeanor charge didn't seem to be much of a deterrent or penalty, and so the legislature moved up a felony statute, but it is restrictive in when we can use it by law and also by our internal policy. And it is designed for those major cases, major violations.
Okay, so basically somebody who poaches a lot of big game animals could potentially be charged with a felony charge.
Yes, where you have maybe somebody who's shooting deer illegally on a regular basis, yes, he could potentially face a felony, or say a large commercial operation came in and really started taking a lot of game or fish illegally, it could apply.
Okay, have we had any felony charges in the past?
I would have to think back. It's used on a very limited basis.
Okay, let's move into some of the other violations, Bob. This violation comes up on top of the list every single year, not having enough life jackets on your boat. It's not only a violation, it's also a safety issue.
Yeah typically being short one life jacket or all the life jackets that, they're technically called personal flotation devices, but everybody refers to them as life jackets. That's it. Well, two things. One, there's a lot of boaters out there. And the other thing is people sometimes forget, we got me and you on our boat and I got a couple life jackets, and all of a sudden I offer a boat ride to three or four friends and I forget that, wait a minute, I also have to provide them with life jackets. That happens. And sometimes people just don't take enough jackets.
Sure. And boy, in last summer, I think, didn't we have a couple incidents where people went overboard?
Yes, that's the other issue. And in North Dakota, the law is that you have to have the life jacket on board and readily available. You don't have to have it on, unless, of course, a child under 10 years of age must have a life jacket on if the boat's moving. But for the average adult, you don't have to have it on, you just have it available. And of course, readily available. And that doesn't mean you've got it in a garbage bag stuffed under the front locker where you can't get at it. Because really, when you get into a boat accident or you go overboard, it's come as you are. So if you don't have the jacket on, you're not going to get time to put it on. So we recommend that you wear it, but it's not required.
Sure. So the right thing to do is make sure you have enough life jackets or PFDs in your boat. Another violation that always tops the list, Bob, is not carrying your license with you while in the field or having the proper license.
Yes, we've the last several years we've seen a pretty high rate of people who are not purchasing licenses. And generally it's predominantly fishing. We haven't quite figured out why that is. We do know it is. Our wardens are encountering it fairly often, but we're not quite sure why. I mean, as far as an economic thing, fishing licenses are one of the best values you can buy. You get a license for a relatively inexpensive amount that's good all year round. You know, probably less than a round of golf would cost you.
Right, right. So buy a license.
You're required to have a license if you want to fish or hunt in North Dakota, and if you don't, you can be subject to a violation.
Any other spikes or anything unusual this year, Bob? 2018, that is?
Yeah, in 2018, I really didn't see anything that was all that different from the previous years as far as violations. We are seeing a little bit of a growth in ANS violations.
Aquatic nuisance species. Yep.
Aquatic nuisance species violations where people aren't draining or cleaning their boats properly before they put them into the water or take them out of the water. And part of that is that regulations have gotten a little more stringent over the years simply because of the encroaching of ANS getting closer and closer to North Dakota and even found in a couple North Dakota waters, and it's to try to prevent it from coming, spreading any faster than it is. So, and also there's a time lag. I mean, people just needs to become part of what you do. And I think there's still some people that haven't quite got to that point where, you know, just like, you know, years ago when people would launch their boat, before it got a lot of crowded, you'd see a lot of people go down to the dock, put the boat in, then start loading the boat while they're sitting at the loading ramp, start loading their boat and creating confusion. Well, over time, people have gotten the idea that, you know, load your boat,
then launch it.
Then launch it, you know, pull your boat out of the water, then unload it so you're not causing congestion at the loading ramp. And ANS to some degree is like that. There's a learning curve for the public where it becomes a habit that when you pull your boat out, you automatically drain your live wells, drain your bilges, automatically check for vegetation, and I don't think we're quite there yet.
If somebody sees a violation, hunting or fishing, what should they do?
If they see what they think is a violation, they certainly can call into state radio or call a RAP number, or call the local warden or the game and fish office here and ask for enforcement during regular business hours, but call somebody and give them the information as best you can, and they will probably ask you for additional things. If it's a vehicle, for a boat, a registration number or a license plate number is very helpful, and they will ask you questions of what you saw. But timing is important. The sooner you call, the better chance that we have of determining, first of all, whether or not even a violation occurred, and then potentially catching and prosecuting violators.
A lot of good information, Bob. Thank you. For a list of all the 2018 Game and Fish violations, look at the February 2019 North Dakota Outdoors Magazine online at the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Chief Game Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.